This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, and out at Wildlife Safari, the General Curator Dan Brands joining us. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's talk about Wildlife Safari. You put out the word yesterday with a big wide-open park and a drive-through facility that, while a lot of things are closing down, you're remaining open. Tell us more.
Well, you know, Wildlife Safari is set up in a very unique situation, the fact that we're a drive-through park. And so, you know, people can come out to Wildlife Safari and just stay in the comfort of their own vehicle if they're concerned about all the stuff that's going on in there. But, you know, the most important thing is just to get away from the media, just take some moment for yourself and just to get out and relax. And so you can do that. You can come out to the park. You can take a nice drive through the park and enjoy the animals that are out there leisurely roaming around these days. It's getting pretty close to baby season, so it's going to be an ever-changing landscape out there in the drive through as you go through. And of course, we've got the walkthrough area, which is a very much, you know, a park setting. So you can, we don't have indoor exhibits here at Wildlife Safari. So you're just out there, you're enjoying some good sunlight, some fresh air, seeing some animals, getting some exercise while you're out there doing that. And so, you know, we think it's important that, you know, taking lessons from 9/11, when people just, they were just tired of hearing the news and tired of being scared. And so they were looking for ways to just be able to let life go by and relax a little bit. And they started coming to zoo facilities. And unfortunately, most zoos aren't set up like we are, and they've had to close down for the situation. Wildlife Safari is completely different. In fact, that we're, you know, you, the public, are self-contained in your vehicle as you drive through this park. And so it's a unique opportunity for people to come out and be a part of.
So for the current time and all the things that are going on, any changes that you've made?
Well, probably the biggest change is, you know, with the order yesterday to close down food service or go to takeout, we are closing our indoor seating area down. We're still going to offer, we're going to have menus outside. People can come in and order it. We will put it in to-go boxes. You guys can take it to your vehicle and eat it as you go through the drive-through. Or, you know, we're going to put up a few extra seating areas. We're making sure that they're spaced out, and, you know, to maintain the social distancing that everybody's requiring right now. But you can just get out, take a little picnic out in the park, and just enjoy your day here at Wildlife Safari.
Well, I know a lot of parents are looking for something to do, or will be very soon with the extended spring break. Now, let me ask you about spring break, because I know you had some things planned. Or have those changed as well?
Yep, there are going to be some changes. Obviously, you know, we've always taken pride in our encounters and getting people out close. We're not stopping those totally, but we are going to reduce the numbers in that to make sure that we've got the spacing needed so everybody can be out there. But, you know, a lot of that's out there in the open air. You're enjoying the animals. There's plenty of space. So we are going to reduce numbers. We are going to cancel our children's camps coming into spring break, unfortunately. I know that some people are looking for an opportunity to get rid of, move their kids out for a while so they could have a break. But we just felt at this time that would be a good decision. So, you know, we're making those changes. We're obviously, you know, our gift shop will be open, but we're going to really maintain minimal people in the gift shop at a time. And so we just want to make sure the community is safe, and you're safe if you're here at Wildlife Safari. So we are taking some precautions. You know, we're running through our restroom areas and disinfecting them more often. And we do have, you know, encouraging staff and guests to wash their hands, which has always been an important part here at Wildlife Safari. If you're out touching animals or enjoying the park, we have, you know, multiple locations where there's hand sanitizers. We've got restrooms where you can go in and wash your hands. And so that's, you know, the biggest things we're going to continue is just, you know, personal hygiene if you're out here at the park, and just maintain some social distances, which we think we can do really well in this spacious area we have.
So going forward, once we get through all of this, looking ahead through spring and into summer, what are some of the things maybe coming up at Wildlife Safari?
Well, every day is always a unique time. Hopefully, you know, this thing has passed us by the time we hit summer. We do have our summer camps that we're in full swing of planning out now. Obviously, our encounters, we will continue to do those going into summer. And, you know, the one thing we're really most excited about is just some of the newer things like our adventure tour that we're going to offer. It's going to be a little higher end tour. It's going to cost a little bit more money because it's a, you know, we can only take out a few people at a time, but we're going to take you just some parts of the park you aren't going to normally see in one of our off-road vehicles, and see the animals from a little bit different perspective. And so it's it'll be a fun opportunity. It's something new that we're going to be offering here at the park. But then obviously the biggest thing is just, you know, Wildlife Safari, your first drive-through versus a second drive-through is always a dramatic change because the animals have moved. And then obviously, you know, we're coming into spring, and so we're going to see some babies starting to hit the ground soon. And so we're constantly out there. We're watching our animals closely, and it should be a good summer if we can get through this.
So Wildlife Safari, give folks the hours.
Hey, we are open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Obviously, 5 p.m. is our last admission into the drive-through, but you can still be in the village and finish your drive-through through the park up until 6 o'clock. So there's plenty of time to do that. We are opening our village area as early as 8 o'clock if people want to come out just a little bit early and beat some of the crowds just to have a little bit of quieter time so they can do that as well. And then obviously, you know, this is just an ever-changing environment. We always encourage everybody to go to our website at wildlifesafari.net. And then if it's / today is all of the current activities and where we're at for the day. Because, you know, even from the time we talked yesterday to the time we got on the phone today, things have been changing drastically. And so we've been trying to stay on top of that and just meet the needs of our community here at Douglas County.
All right. Well, a good opportunity for people to get out and do something with their family during this time of being cooped up in a lot of cases at Wildlife Safari. Dan Brands is the general curator. Dan, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having us, Kyle.
All right, 8:39. Morning Conversation is a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply.